thought maybe to do the old submission of the root text Maha Mudra. Then we do beginning the meditation prayer to purify the mind and the defilements and the plant seed of the whole path to enlightenment. Not only liberation from samsara, but full enlightenment. So plant the seed of the whole path to enlightenment. And quite an extensive merits for that. necessary condition for actualizing, attaining the path to liberation and enlightenment. quite an extensive merits. And purifying the obstacle, the defilements. And then, was meant to increase their merits. Lama Dumba Chimden De De Jin Shava Da Chomba Yangba Varam Zobe Zangye Tansha Zwa Dhamba De Vara Shepa Chikdin Chemba Chikun Dwe Galo Chuk Meva Laga Mimungi Dumba Sangye Chimden De Vaya Vacha De Duva La Chaka Well, I just thought something. It's that prayer, but not or something. So anyway, this prayer we normally chant, but I think it's good to get some idea of it. But this prayer, that very popular. Hisona Dalai Lama, often chant this at the very beginning of the teaching. Remembering the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, the qualities, the number of the, you know, in certain numbers, you see, express the qualities of Buddha and Dharma and Sangha. it's very good to remember, you know, to each time the qualities. So it makes you inspire you to achieve that. I see. So it's very good. So, and there, usually there's so many negative imprints, like taking photo, a lot of negative imprint on our mind. But then you see, when you do these prayers, then we put positive imprint that liberates us, liberates yourself from the oceans of samsara suffering, of each realm. Those unimaginable sufferings, you know? Then there's a cause. That which you continue from beginningless rebirth now. See? So pure, it ceases them, and then cause to achieve full enlightenment, so it's a positive imprint, you see. so it's something, you know, very worthwhile, most worthwhile thing to do in the life. So this prayer, Lama Dhamma, this is very, very commonly we do that from, you know, also from Kapan, from the course, from the very beginning, there's a common also that Hisunas often first take refuge to Buddha, praise the Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of the present Buddha Dharma in this world. So you see, so now Lama, or maybe you mentioned the beginning part, okay? So Lama, Dhamma, Chumdende Lama, so. General meaning of Lama, that's Lama means heavy by the qualities. There's mistakes and qualities, quality. See? So heavy by qualities. Guru, see? Sanskrit guru, so meaning of that. Heavy by the qualities. So, however, the primordial mind, you see, the transcendent wisdom, and the blessed by itself, so, this which has no beginning, no end, and which pervades all the phenomena. Actually, the name, to mention the name is a secret, to mention, even to express that. What is Guru? Is the real meaning of that? And that way, so anyway, this, that which comes in the Guru Puja, So you begin the Guru Puja, so yourself become the deity. Anyway, so from beginning of the Guru Puja, so you become that. You become the guru, and then from very beginning you become the guru. Then you do the rest of the practice. You see, so it comes. Lama Chöpa, the Guru Puja. The section where you make the request to the guru, expressing the the different qualities of guru, according to Hinayana, Mahayana, Paramedian path, and then according to that Paramedian, and then secret mantra, you see. So secret mantra, talking about the path. when we hear mantra, doesn't mean only chanting these words, no, that is the path. meaning of mantra is which protects the mind, which protects your mind, from the ordinary concept and ordinary appearance. So that's the meaning of mantra. So that's the meaning of mantra. So it's the path. You see, of course, mantra, the chant, will also help, to attain that, your mind becomes the mantra, the path to enlightenment, quick path to enlightenment. So, to achieve enlightenment in this life, and to achieve enlightenment, even quicker than that. That's what, by present Lord Tantra. Then the highest Tantra, you achieve enlightenment in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. So much, but the Lord Tantra, by practicing Lord Tantra, you achieve enlightenment in your own life. That is first you achieve, first you, I said, do long life meditation practice, you cause to achieve as immortal life, you see. So live for 100,000 years like that, you see, then achieve enlightenment. So it's not talking, Lord Tantra doesn't have the what the highest skill. The skill means what the Mahānatra Tantra Yoga has that can purify the dualist view of the defilement kukha, and able to collect the extensive, able to collect the see. So it means where in the Paramedhyana, we say three countless great eons, to complete the extensive merits and to purify it. So, so in the Mahayana Sutras, the path, so which takes 300 eons to complete the merits. So in order to achieve the two kayas, Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, but this holy body of the mind. So the to achieve Dhammakaya, you collect the extensive merits of wisdom. And to achieve the Rupakaya, you complete the extensive merits of the virtue. So, to complete in order to two kayas, to be able to liberate and enlighten to the perfect world towards certain things, you know. I messed out the topic. So the Lua Tantra, Kriya Tantra, Cha Tantra, and another Tantra. So they, anyway, the Lua Tantra, so you see, so it has a greater skillful means, you know, Lua Tantra has a greater skillful means than the Mahayana, the Sutra, you see, Paramedhyana path. So, great skill means. So therefore, see, So when you become Buddha, there's four complete purities. Complete pure on the body, you know, the body of the holy body of the deity, you see, the Buddha. That Buddha, you see. Then the complete pure place, you know, the place mandala, the creation of the manifestations, appearance of the your wisdom, you see, mandala. Then the complete pure enjoyment, when you achieve enlightenment, when you achieve the deity, you say, complete pure enjoyment. Then, then when you achieve Buddha, achieve the deity, then you see enjoyment, like limitless sky, you see, there's no limitation, you see, like that is the complete pure. So, not ordinary enjoyments. So that's all. It's all the manifestations. It's all in the, you know, in that nature. The wisdom. Transcendental wisdom. Special wisdom, see, non-dual, those two, you see, that. this one. So they, then the, you see, see, complete, then another complete purity is that, complete pure action. So, benefiting for sentient beings. So even one beam emit from the when you become Buddha, so from every pores of your whole body, you know, beams emits. So even in one minute, you know, another second, you see, one beam can purify, liberate many sentient beings, unimaginable sentient beings, even a moment, you see, unimaginable, a number of sentient beings able liberate even one beam emitting from the holy body. See? Oh, like that. For example, when Buddha was in India at that time, Magadha is the Buddha Gaya where 1,000 Buddha show enlightenment. So the one previous one was Kashyapa, who show enlightenment there. Then the first one, I think. Wusung is the third. Then the fourth, the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, who shown enlightenment there. And then the next one, the Maitreya Buddha. Then there's 1,000 Buddhas in this eon, who will show there. According to the Hinayana, their practice, and then their life is ordinary being. That's their practice, and they achieve enlightenment. No, not enlightenment before, but in the Mahayana, they also say Guru Shakyamuni Buddha enlightened numberless eons ago, but they show 12 days, to descend this world, and Guru Shakyamuni Buddha descended in this world, and show 12 days, you see. So, to show the sentient beings, why need to practice Dharma? Because they're suffering, you see, then seeing, you see, the rebirth, the death, all these things, you see. They see those sufferings. And then they went home to find guru, to retreat, you see. take the ordination of renunciation, see, like that. You see, when this true Narendra, the near Buddha, I think, to shave hair, by himself, you see. As you see when you read Buddha's life stories, the 12 deeds. Then 6 years lived in astral life, being hardships to practice Dharma, to have teaching enlightenment, you see. Body become very thin, like that. The nerves come out. But actually, in reality, he was so enlightened unimaginable eons ago. See, but so this is to show sentient beings, You see, it's not enlightenment. It's not press button and it comes. Like United States or like West, press button, then enlightenment comes. To show it's not like that. Really, you have to, you see, to remove all the delusions, to cease, you to overcome, cease all the delusions. Cease all the delusions which never ceased from beginning to rebirth. And then you have been suffering because of that. So, anyway, this is talking about the suffering. We are talking about the suffering from beginningless rebirth. Beginningless rebirth. talking about unimaginable things, most frightening. So that's...
So see, I mean, you know, 6 attitudes is nothing, you know. You've been suffering from beginning to the birth. Anyway, by following delusion, we took the delusion as guru, like guru, or, you know, very close friend. We have never been, has not been against that. We've been divorced, divorced. But from delusion, you see, divorce. Never separated, you know. So anyway, that so I mean, you know, 6 years, you know, nothing. Even 300,000. I mean, say, you know, even 3 countless eon retreat. Three countless great eon retreat. You know, it's nothing. It's nothing if you compare how much you've been suffering. You know, from beginningless rebirth. Beginningless rebirth. you know, not just to understand the words is not enough. Must know, must feel, must, you know, must really see, you know. I don't mean so much as clairvoyance, but I mean, you know, the deathless, numberless, you see. So, three countless great eon retreat, nothing. You know, so, what that? it's a heartening thing. You compare. How much we follow the delusion, the hallucination in the mind, and that made us to suffer from the beginning. So this, I think, is very important. So anyway, so to show us something means that you see, you can't attain the path just by knowing the words, you know? I mean, yeah. Well, that's it. You have to practice. You know, you have to really, you know, really sacrifice the life. I mean, you really, not sacrificing life for samsara. I mean, we have been sacrificing our life for suffering. We have been sacrificing our life for suffering, for samsara, samsara suffering. We have been sacrificing our life, you know, billions of eons, that from beginningless rebirth. We've been sacrificing our life for suffering, samsara, for delusion, you know, delusion. Oh, you see, your enemy, to your enemy, delusion. See, we give up our life from beginningless rebirth. So that's the reality. That's the reality. Not joke. Not joke. Not joking. Yeah. Reality. Oh. So anyway, let's stop here. Okay. So but here Buddha showing, see, you need to sacrifice life too for, you know, to achieve. If you don't like suffering, you want happiness, then, you know, must remove the cause of the suffering, which is in your mind. You see? Your mind, which causes suffering, must remove that. That's only by practicing Dharma. Nothing else. Not by taking medicine, or by cutting the body in the hospital, you know, operation. You know, by the doctor, by wearing this head and this... So then after that, the person gets enlightened. sew it up. Get in there. Took out the delusion. Took out the desire, anger, you know, all this, all the stuff, you know, all the mental stuff. Put out the, get in. Then after that, you see, liberate your, you know, getting enlightened, all of that. So, show that, you see, well, that, you see, especially enlightenment, the total cessation of the self, or the defilements, and to the mind fully complete the quality of realization, so that you are fully qualified, same, that you can perfect all towards something, not without the slightest mistakes. To liberate them, to enlighten them. So, see, now here the being has to be so important. So important, you know, now here becomes, so important to see. Now, especially when you think of others, before that, when you think of yourself, you see, you need your own happiness. So, so images, then not when you think others, they become unbelievable, most unbelievable important. You see, need to attend the path, you know, to help others. You know, even one sentient being to liberate from all the oceans of suffering, samsara, delusion, the defilements, you know, to enlighten. So, become unbelievable. Important, emergency were important. So otherwise, you see, you can see how much they suffer. You know, if you don't help, show Dharma, reveal Dharma, they just live the delusion all the life, as death and suffering, you know. From beginning this samsara rebirth by following delusion, see. Don't know the delusion is the enemy of the suffering, see. it's a real as a kind of a support, as a guide to a friend. I mean a friend to the guy said, so look as a guru or see as a guide. So following delusion, see. So from beginningless rebirth, like that, you see, suffering. Then, continuously, if you don't help, that's the same thing, continuously, fall delusion, suffer. With the total hallucination. I explained yesterday, just give some very, very brief, very rough idea of hallucination, you see, living the life in total hallucination. Give some idea yesterday. Oh, but then, on top of that, there's so many hallucinations with the attachment. On top of that build, projected by attachment. Hallucination. Then you're projected by anger, hallucination, you see, projected by your anger. Then there's, you see, many delusions. It says each one has its own hallucination, you see. The wrong concept has its own hallucination. So build up so many hallucinations on top of that, you see. Then due to wrong dharma, then extra wrong concept. Wrong spiritual, wrong dharma, so the sentient being suffer. If you think only one sentient being, endlessly. See, so it's so pitiful, unbelievable, most unbearable. This is without thinking their kindness to you. This one sentient being's kindness to you without thinking that. Just as a sentient being, who've been suffering from beginning to end, being totally overwhelmed by the karma delusion, you see. This, all the wrong concepts. So then, you see, if you don't help, you don't help, then you see, to liberate, then a sentient being continues to suffer endlessly. the sixth realm, which is nothing new. sixth realm, you see, the hell, hunger, animal. Hell, hunger, animal. Human being, sura, sura, this, nothing new. And whatever pleasure, you know. Even deva realm. I mean, any human pleasure, nothing new. Nothing new is not the first time. We think the first time, because you don't think of past life. We don't think of past life, so we think it's a new first time, first experience. I get excited. Because not thinking of past life. You see, beginning of the rebirth, reincarnated human, king, you know, even Wilton King. All kinds, born numberless times. Beggar, you know. Male, female, you know, beggar, king. I mean, I've gone through numberless times. So, wild, whatever pleasure, human pleasure, nothing new. Experienced numberless times, you know, nothing new. And I don't know what's your name, if you're still there, I'm not sure. So I asked, what about this Mahamudra? He raised his paper, the Mahamudra lineage, you see. What about this? So they tried to give an answer to that. Then it went to you know, how samsara pleasure, how the samsara pleasure is the nature of suffering. So I was trying to explain how that is not really happiness. It's a real that's suffering. So I ran into that. I ran into that. So that explanation. So to get some idea, you see, it's very, very important to say, you know, because that's the purpose why we practice, you know, why we need to practice Mahamudra, because we have to understand first the sufferings, you see. And then we know the reasons why it's so important to, you see, mental emptiness. Understand why it's so important to understand emptiness, you know, there, and to realize, so or Mahamudra, you see. then trying to give some idea of how it is suffering, see. If you understand well, if you have some idea of how it is suffering, then you can generalize. You have a general sense. Then same idea, see, to all other rest of some sort of pleasure, see. To know how it is suffering. And that's why, I'm not going to repeat again. So what I explained last night, that's why, you know, how to suffer that pleasure. Remember I mentioned the water before, hot and hot, and you get in the water, and, you know, feeling cold and that. Yeah. So that pleasure. So anyway, Yeah, because it is only suffering. When you analyze what it is, it's only suffering. You discover only suffering. With your wisdom, you see only suffering. You see, with wisdom, you see only suffering. So, you see, so that's why. Why some sort of pleasure? Or this, you know, this comfort pleasure, say. Pleasure of sleep, pleasure of sexual pleasure, that pleasure of food, whatever, you know. All that is a pleasure. Oh, why it doesn't increase? Not only that, why it doesn't increase? But Dharma happiness, you can increase, you can complete. You know, you see. Oh, say, you need your liberation. You see, you need your full enlightenment, peerless happiness, and complete. You see. It's a one time work. It's a one time. You don't need to do over and over, you see. One time. Just one time. Itching liberation is one time. Itching enlightenment is one time. Again, you lose the realization, enlightenment. Again, from beginning. Again, go, you begin again to practice Dharma, you know. So therefore, this is one time, you know. Oh, so therefore it's extremely, even by this sense, it's extremely worthwhile to do, extremely worthwhile to attempt. You see, it's one time. Mm. There's some side of the world. We did from the beginning of the but number of times. So slowly samsara, slowly not free from suffering. So anyway, also see. Yeah. So I have to understand why Dharma happiness can be increased, can complete. You don't need to again. So yeah. Yeah, you see, again, as I say, yeah, doesn't increase, does not continue. Oh, so it's endless. Mm. So continuously you suffer. Continuously you suffer. That's why. Mm. So, I lost my talk. No. Maybe it's a good time to translate. So you made it very clear. And the president. So anyway, yeah. No matter how hard it is, no matter how long it takes time, it's extremely worthwhile. See, once you achieve that, there's nothing repeating, like samsaric, you see, like also this life. Like the works of achieving happiness, like, you know, so, not that, not like that. So we did that. We did those works from beginning to the birth. We did that. Nothing ended. Nothing completed. You see. So anyway, that's one thing. That's one point. Yeah. So therefore, no matter how long, no matter how many years it takes time. So worthwhile, most unbelievable worthwhile. No matter how hard it is, it's most worthwhile thing to do in the life. So we have to remember that in our daily life. So then you get courage to, so that you get courage to practice, continue to practice. You get courage. You give courage to yourself, continue to practice, and to overcome the difficulties, to overcome distractions, you know. To overcome difficulties, distractions, yeah. Problems, you know. So it doesn't, the problems, something happening, doesn't become obstacle to free up Dharma practice. Maintain on the path, and as well as your activities become Dharma. So usually I emphasize two things. Every day maintain on the path, one thing, to develop your mind to enlightenment. There's a beginning, there's end. Enlightenment. See, that's one thing. As, you know, Shakyamuni, the Buddha, omniscient one, explained compassion. Compassionate, you see. Explained. You see the... most unbearable kind, you know, there. So there's one thousand Buddha, you see, who descended, you know, there's even to, you know, benefit of sentient beings in this world, but the 101 quarreling time, the 108th time, you see, no other Buddhas made vow to guide. So this is our time, quarreling time, quarreling 100 each time. So now even 100 is, before 100 is normal, but now, you know, even 100 each become, you know, very little number. So, very little number. So, so nobody made a vow to, not just made a vow to see to, these times, the beings, so 100 age, current time, you know, the beings, to guide him, you know, to descend this world, you know, to guide us. Nobody, Buddha, nobody did that. So Buddha especially chose, you see, and I will, you see, made 500 prayers. Buddha made 500 prayers, you know, to guide us, to descend this world, this quarreling 100 age time, you see. Mm. The sentient being in this world to guide. So Buddha made a pint of prayers, you know. In the presence of Buddha, I said, you know, in the presence of Jin Shabu and Jin Yingbo, I think Harju or something like that, you know, made a pint of prayers. So to see Jin, Buddha Sabbath. So, yeah, I made five prayers that I think for a flower or something. Like that. And then, and so dedicated to this most difficult time here. This, these sentiments were most difficult to guide them. The Buddha made when they left out, you know, other Buddhas, they made vows, and then Buddha made chose, you know, to descend this world to guide us. So that is our time to guide us. So, so therefore, kinder than all the Buddhas. The Buddha Shakyamuni is kinder than all the Buddhas. Plus, so, kinder of compassion, kinder than all the Buddhas in the compassion, you see. So, that, so something very, that's a, very stubborn, I say, very, you know, you know, so difficult to guide, you see. Oh, not easy, so. The Buddha, especially, you know, the great compassion, chose to listen to this world to guide us. And so, so anyway, so that, yeah, then, good. Huh? What is it? What? Two things. So two things what I normally say. So I think even to remember that is good, I think. The two things. So as the Buddha explained, see the path to enlightenment, how to go about. In the 84,000 teachings of Buddha, you know, 84,000 teachings of Buddha, Sutta Tantra, see, the less level teaching, the Mahayana Sutta, the Mahayana Tantra teaching, see. So, guys, bring to enlightenment. So, then, all I, then, see, after Lama Tisha went to Tibet, you know, Lama Tisha was a crown of 300 pandits, you know, those great, you know, those highly attained beings, you know, not just scholars. But the highly attained the path, you know, meditative attained path experience. So, so the 300, you know, there are 300, you see, apprentices in Nalanda University, Nalanda, the monastic universities. so, Ramadesha was still the crown, top is there in India for people. So, then, anyway. Because because corruption, what happened in Tibet, one time that you know, that between Sutra and Tantra, you see the some blue dressed, some pandits, so-called blue dressed, you know, some came from India in Tibet, you know, spread out the wrong views and did something that you see. Anyway, then. a lot of misunderstanding. If you practice sutra, you can't practice tantra. If you practice tantra, you can't practice sutra. So it's got fire and water, you see, like that. And then a lot of misunderstanding. Then Lama, the king of Tibet, the Dharma king of Tibet, you see, Lama Yeshiva. Then one minister mentioned Lama Desha's name, you know. Suddenly the king, you see, stood up, you know, got unbelievable devotion. Then they say, hairs from posture, tears came, you see. They invited Lama Desha. Then you see, met many, two times, you know, sent many gold, you know. First didn't get invited. Second time, you see, took a long time because there was no car. Thing, you see, took trouble at the time. You see, they guided by Jain Rishik, because said, you know, compassion Buddha, because the dependence was karma to that time, you know, and the object to be subdued, dulcha. In Tibetan called dulcha, means object to be subdued. To be guided by Jain Rishik. So they are dulcha, you know, the object was guided by Jain Rishik, you see. So Jain Rishik manifested, Kumbhachi Buddha manifested, sometimes children, sometimes old person, walking like that. In the road, when that translator, you see, Lama, was going to India, Narendra, to meet Lama, to invite, you know. Then when there's kind of a road like this or something, then you see, they manifest in various. Children or like a old person walking with sticks, something like that, you see. And then, you know, suddenly appear and then advise the Lama, the translator, of course, like that. The other one is Yatsun Singh and the one is Naksulo Tsawa. Maybe the second one, maybe Naksulo Tsawa might be here. So, during the great translator. the Lama Desha, so then finally meet Lama Desha, able to meet the second Lama, Nasolo Tsawa. So then explain everything, you know, to Lama Desha that what's the problem, you know, what's happening in Tibet, and all the, you know, misunderstanding all this, you know. Then the king, you know, king went to look for gold, Lama Yeshiva, you see, to invite Lama Desha in Tibet, you know. Offering gold, and you see, and then the king was captured by some religious king. I don't know exactly, you know, Nepal, somewhere, I'm not sure. Liu, because I'm not sure that I didn't get to recognize where exactly near Nepal or somewhere. Anyway, so then the king passed away in prison, you know, so he gave up his life. The king gave up his life, you see, to invite Lama Desha in Tibet, you know, to spread Dharma, pure Dharma, you see. So the irreligious king, the Dharma king of Tibet had nephew, Changzhuwe, whose name is Changzhuwe. Then Changzhuwe offered all the gold that the king collected, you see. The irreligious king said, so still the size of head is missing. Still the size of head is missing. He's about piling up. You know, then he says, he still needs that. Then Changzhuwe went to prison and explained to the king, and the king said that don't offer, you know, even one handful of gold to the king, to the irreligious king. You know, take everything to India, offer Lama Desha, you know. I give up my life. I die in prison, I give up my life, for spread Dharma in Tibet, you see. So then he sent a message to Lama Desha, may I meet you in the next lives. So that, you see. So then the king passed away in prison, you see. So then the translator, Masala, so I think, went in. Then, met Lama Desha, you know, so, I don't know, for a long time. Then finally met Lama Desha, then told everything, and then Lama Desha listen everything there. Then he said he will ask Tara, you know, what is beneficial in Tibet if I went, you know, to say about Buddhism, you see. So then, then Tara told Mama Disha that if you go to Tibet, you know, you will be, to spread Dharma, your life will be highly beneficial, but your life, say, that, but you will, your life will become shorter, you will be able to live only 7 years. So Lama Desha said, then I don't mind, you know, I don't care, she said, my life will become shorter, as long as my life will become beneficial. Then he decided to go to Tibet, and then without, without telling others, because the Indian, all the apprentices of the Indian people won't let Lama Desha to go to Tibet, you see, so, because he was the crown, so then he showed the aspect, you know, going for pilgrimage in Nepal, then he came to Nepal. Then from there went to Tibet, and then, yeah, then after he arrived in Tibet, you know, Changju, king's nephew, went, spent everything, and then requested for teachings on the refuge, and so the karma. He said, we're Tibetans, very ignorant, and something, please give teachings on the refuge, karma. He didn't ask for very high teachings, on emptiness or something, or tongue twirl or something. See? So the Lama Desha, so that made Lama Desha extremely pleased, you see, very happy. So then Lama Desha, then you see, he integrated, according to the problem what happened in Tibet, he integrated all those 84,000 teachings of Buddha, you know, they become three levels, classical teaching, Paramedhyana, Paramedhyana, you see, the teaching, then the Tantra teaching, so that. Integrated into a few pages, you know, how to go about the enlightenment. So made it very clear, very simple, clear, you see. like a meal was set up on the table, you see. You see, like cooked meat and set up. So like that, you see, you just, you, only thing from your side, you just take it, eat, you know. So that is it. My teacher prepared everything. So, that, you see. Ah, so Lambrim. So the title Lambrim came after that, you see. Don't remember. After he wrote the Lambrim Path from Adam, okay? So, sure, from where to, how to begin the, from where to begin the Dharma practice, from where to begin the path, and well, you see the, how to go about doing that, and everything. So, oh yeah. So, what was it? Yeah, so. So to meditate, to make your life productive, to make your life most productive, you know, beneficial, you see. As I mentioned at the beginning, the very beginning of the talk, I mentioned how this life is so precious, you know, I mentioned so precious. So precious. So precious, but I did not, maybe you understood, but I did not emphasize, you know, how it's important to not waste. So what you can do, you can achieve all the happiness, something like this, and you can cause to numberless endemics, you know, all the happiness you can cause. You, the one person, can cause to all the endemics, something like this, you know. I mentioned then, but I didn't mention it. At the end, I slipped out to say, well, I forgot to say, do not, how this most precious, and do not waste, you know, to make meaningful, see. So to, see, I mean, I did mention to do the best. This is the time to do the best in your life, you see. Mention that. However, so every day to maintain the path as much as one can, you know, to develop the mind, probably say one thing, the other. Then the daily activities, whatever you're doing, you know, to become Dharma, cause of happiness, not become cause of suffering, you know, not become cause of the lower realms and cause of samsara, you see. At least not become cause of samsara, the cause of the lower realm. At least not become that, you know. So non-virtue, at least not become non-virtue. See, so that these things. I'm not a method only just to sit and meditate, you know. I'm not sit, put the legs like this, and then, you know, close the eyes. That, you see, but maintain the path and whatever activity you do. So two things. eating, walking, sitting, sitting, sleeping, doing job, everything. As much as possible, try to make Dharma, cause of happiness. So, then this way you're not cheating yourself, you're not deceiving yourself. See? Mm. Otherwise, constantly you cheat yourself. So this is a very important advice. this point that you know how to advise or how to practice Dharma. You know, so so we need to practice Dharma. Now how to do? So there are two things. And the since you're doing transforming the mind and path, you see training the mind in that. So the meditation, since you're doing that, then that helps you see your daily life activities to become Dharma. Then your daily life activities becoming Dharma, that harmonizes the session, harmonizes the mental limbs, helps for that. Instead of an obstacle, it becomes harmonized to that, because of the Dharma. So, helps with that. So, they all become good karma, merits. So, that's one thing. You know, also, similar to the session time, the lumbar meditation is harmonized to that. So, it helps with that, to have realization. So, then your mind will turn that, then it's easy. Protect your mind during your busy life from non dharma mind, the non dharma minded activities, which means the delusion and the negative actions. The karma, so it doesn't become that. So the activity is done out of the guru devotion or the renunciation, or renunciation this life, the renunciation future life, that like this. And then you see bodhicitta, the right view. So that's the thing. You see, or the whatever the, you're meditating on the path of the day, then the rest of the, during that day or those weeks, months, however, which part of the path you're meditating. So then you see, you keep your mind also in that in that experience, in the rest of the day, the busy life, however, that experience that you build during the session, you continue, keep that the rest of the day. Then within the rest of the day, your activities become Dharma, the delusion is run out. You want to protect from delusions. Delusion don't talk about the Dharma, your mind becomes Dharma. So then your activities become Dharma, So if it's done with the renunciation, you see the motive, doing activities, sleeping, and then has to doing many hours of work, many hours of sleeping, and then you see, become Dharma. Okay, they become cause to achieve liberation from oceans of samsara and suffering and causes. Okay, and if it's done with bodhicitta, then become all those activities, many hours sleeping, many hours doing job, and those activities, busy life, and become cause to achieve enlightenment for certain things. Then you see, if it's done right view, then you see your all the activity, whatever you're doing, you see that become antidote. I think Mexico, I mentioned that when I'm talking. So if you did playing golf, if you did it with the right view, then you are golf, so you see, become antidote to samsara. antidote to samsara, antidote to samsara, that means antidote to delusion, all the delusions, So for example, patience, only for anger, but you see, those others doesn't become all, But here, the emptiness, the right view, they become antidote to all the delusions, karma, and then very root, of all the suffering, where from all the suffering and delusion karma comes, is ignorance. Root of samsara, ignorance, you see, because due to that, to eliminate, you see. So that's unbelievable. So that's become dynamite. It become dynamite or bomb to destroy kidnap your enemy. Ignorance, root of samsara. So you see. So the how your life goes. It's amazing. It's really amazing, you know. It's really amazing. wonderful, happy life. Happy, yeah, you see, inner happy life, you know. Inner happy life, you know. Maybe there's some happiness, excitement, but actually if you check in your heart, you know, empty. But here, when you think, check, happiness, inner happiness, you see. Satisfaction, you see. So joyfulment, you know, fulfillment, you see. So anyway, with that. So then those activities, you see, activities about your daily life, busy life, become dharma, you know, done with the lambrim, you see. Even not actual realization, but, you know, by thinking that way, you see, with those thoughts, you know, pure mind, you see. Positive thought, healthy mind, okay, healthy mind. Then that will not become, you see, much less need karma. Much less need karma. Causeful logism, and there's the obstacle to each realization. So they all become harmonized to your harmonized, help support you. Harmonize, quite so much merit, help your session, is the mental path. So this is a, so practice dharma. Practice dharma is what I'm saying. Okay? So the essence, you see, how to live life.